He finally picks me up. He tosses me in. I get in, sit down, buckle up, good to go. Before we start flying, pilot turns around. Pilot has a little speech for us. And this is the speech that I hear right before I take my first helicopter flight in Afghanistan. Pilot looks at us, goes, "All right, Mr. Williams, this is Bagram Air Force Base, Afghanistan. Some shit goes on here. We don't anticipate anything to happen, but something might happen, and we do have to prepare you for such a scenario. What sometimes occurs, these particular helicopters, they get fired upon by something called an RPG, rocket propelled grenade. You might know it as a bazooka. If this is to happen, you'll hear the words 'fire in the hole,' followed by our machine gunner onboard return fire. If you hear our gun go off, it is no longer a combat simulation. Is a real life war scenario with real life consequences. We'll do everything in our power to keep you alive. We'll do some evasive maneuvers. You're curled up in a fetal position. You'll be fine."
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host.
I stopped listening after you said bazooka.
Oh, he's back.
Now I'm scared. Now I'm terrified. But I can't show fear. I'm on a helicopter with a bunch of 18 and 19 year old badass Marines. I can't be a 30 year old man like, "I don't think this is a good idea." It's like, "All right, Brad, just shut up. Try to be cool." I'm glad I had that attitude because we took off. Oh my God, this was so much fun. We start flying over the base. Soldiers are describing the base to me, the function of the buildings. I'm cracking jokes. They're laughing. We're having a great time. Then we flew outside of the base. And you want to know what happens? When a Black Hawk helicopter flies outside of the base, you have to test fire the machine gun to make sure it works. They didn't tell me that. No, they told me, "Hear the gun go off, kiss your ass goodbye." That's what I earned. So we get outside the base out of nowhere. You just hear, "Fire!" I had my first period right there on the deck. I was looking around like, "I hope Kotex comes in camouflage. This is a heavy flow day."
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
That broke up a couple times on this end, so that's why I jumped in early.
I see.
So I'm sure it's my shoddy internet connection. As I was telling Brandon that I'm in the studio for the first time, so a little further away from the interwebs.
Yeah.
Out here.
So this is the first attempt at doing the new studio for you. So this will be good.
Well, it'll be something.
It'll be something. I mean, it's, you know, you got to try it sometime.
I'm trying to see how well we're connected here. Normally, you know, it says good connection, whatever. It just says connected.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on.
Not good. You're just connected.
But we'll get back. That was Brad Williams. Fucking hilarious.
I love him.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. He really is. I have heard that one with the Black Hawk helicopter.
Well, see, I was actually hoping because there's a beginning to that before he even gets in the helicopter. Where he says he grabs him and throws him in, where there's a part where the guy's like, "I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to pick you up because, you know, he can't climb."
Okay, that's
so he's like basically like he's gonna toss him in.
Yep, and I've heard that part. Yeah, when you first asked me if I heard it, I thought you said Black Cock, and I've heard that one too, where he runs on the stage with the mic stand. But I wanted to hear it again, so I was like, "No, I haven't heard that one." Oh, now it's telling me my connection's unstable. Like, I didn't fucking know. Who knows? It could be this goddamn smoke we're dealing with out here, too.
Oh, yeah. It's bad. I was in Seattle today, and I couldn't see across Lake Union.
I was in Tacoma, so you put the Tacoma aroma with the fucking fire smoke.
Ooh.
And holy shit. I've smelled whores more appealing.
Talk about chestnuts roasting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it smells like chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
It's been pretty bad, but... I'm debating if I should shut down my video for a minute just to see if we get a little bit better connection, but I want to look at your pretty mug.
Yeah, I don't know about pretty mug, but, you know.
Fucking, so Kitsap took over Ording. How did that go?
The what?
Kitsap taking over Ording?
Oh, it was actually a great show for the first time in a long time. We finally, I think we're getting them finally trained where the crowd just, they settled down. They listened to the comedians. They were attentive. They weren't talking over them. I mean, it was probably the best show we've had there. So, I mean, it was good. I was actually very happy with that show.
Good. How did Brock do?
Brock's always Brock. I mean, Brock was amazing. So he did really good. They loved him. So it was funny, though, because the way it's set up, you can't really be up on the stage. You have to, because nobody sits out by it. So everybody, we all walk out to the crowd. So like the people in the back, you couldn't see him because he wasn't any taller than the tables.
I saw that. I saw from your picture. So it looks like none of them were on that little stage. They were all down in front.
Yeah, because the big problem that we have is the way it's set up. We have to put, if we put the speakers back by the stage, you can't hear in the back because there's a little bit of a wall there that somehow it messes with the sound. So the speakers are out on the outside of the, on the other side of that wall. So nobody sits inside by the, you know, so there's like from the stage to the first table, like where people are actually sitting is probably a good 20 feet.
Oh,
so everyone ends up in the way you get the crowd. And the only way we've been able to keep them is you walk out to where the crowd is. And then we end up, you know, that's how every comedian I've seen actually do good in that room. They have to walk out. If you stay back at the stage, you're too far away.
Oh,
it's really weird. Just the way the room is set up.
Interesting. I got to get in there and check that out, but that's for sure. So
it's a great room. I love it.
So Chris Pickett messaged us the other day, seeing your picture on Facebook of making some crockpot chili, and said that Re-Nerders should have a chili cook-off, and that got me thinking.
Which sounds fun, but if we do a chili cook-off, who's the judge?
Hold on here. My wheels have turned.
Okay, that's...
I All have right. an idea that suits everything.
Okay.
Right? Christmas time, you like to do a show and donate money.
Yes.
Okay. Chris wants a chili cook-off. Matt loves roast. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Do we have laughs, gas, and cash?
We could do that.
I thought this year we could roast the Grinch and get somebody to wear a Grinch costume.
That could be fun. That could be a lot of fun.
And you have the chili cook-offs, and now people are eating.
And we can do it. And I would say if we do it, it'd have to be at Cole Street. And the only reason is because Cole Street doesn't have food. Where if we did it at, I think, Ording, it might be an issue because they actually have a kitchen.
I see that. I also
and
see.
Not to sound bad, it'd be amazing to have Sean, because we know how much you love Sean. Sean dress up as the Grinch, and then we can pick on him the whole time.
Yeah, but. Just like when we were doing it with Kevin and Santa, right? We weren't roasting Kevin.
I know.
Well, actually,
we almost need a comedian that can come back.
Yeah, you need somebody who closes out the show, right? Kevin's talented enough to portray Santa, to roast a Santa, and to close out the show, right? Yeah. Which is what he did at the Imbibe one we did.
Yeah.
But it could even be something. You do the chili cook-off part at Cole Street, and then the following week you can do the roast again there to raise more money.
Yeah,
but without the chili.
Yeah, we could do both. We can do both.
I don't know. I saw that and the wheels in my head started turning. It was the first time in a long time. I actually had a thought. We could just do both together.
Yeah, we could do the chili cook-off, and then right after the cook-off, that way, you know, you have, you know, roasting of, you know, the Grinch, and then roasting of your asshole as the chili comes out.
Well, yeah. What's the plumbing like at Cole Street?
There's two bathrooms. I mean, we're going to test it. I mean, and I mean, it's Enumclaw. You go out in the back because there's so many restaurants in that back alley, and it smells like shit anyway, so.
That's true. I do love the Rainier. I go there quite a bit when I'm working at Enumclaw. That's the one right next door.
Yeah, right next to him.
Yeah.
That could be a fun one. Because I know Sean said for the we were talking about who to give the money to this year, and we've done the same one over the last couple of years, but I guess they got like a big like $150,000 from T-Mobile. So he said we might want to pick a different one this year.
And that's, you know, that's easy to find. Honestly, yeah. I know it's not Enumclaw, it's more Maple Valley, but Vine Maple is a hell of a place too.
What's that?
The Battered Women's Shelter in Maple Valley.
Okay, yeah.
But it's like women and kids getting out of abusive situations. So yeah. It might be an option.
Yeah, it's not a bad one. I mean, yeah, we'll kind of figure it out. I haven't gone too deep into that one yet. I know I'd planned on it. I've got a few comedians that I've already talked to about coming out to it. So, but
yeah, I know you do the booking, but
nah.
You know,
that'd be fun.
Just a thought process.
Steph would like to see you.
Who?
Stephanie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steph would like to see you. So that could be a fun one.
Yeah. Well, and I could pack either place. I've half of the people in Monster all live in that area.
Yeah.
I mean, I
was just thinking Cole Street, because with Cole Street, it's just there's no food, so it wouldn't be a.
I'd bring 20 or 30 people.
Yeah.
I got a lot that have been asking to see me on stage, so.
That'd be a fun one. So, because the thing is that happens in December too is because of the weird, the way the week hits, they're back to back days. So Cole Street's the 7th and Ording's the 8th.
Okay.
So because the first Wednesday is the 7th and the second Thursday is the 8th.
Okay.
So they end up being back to back.
Well, just do the Enumclaw one then. You know, you can book a regular show at
Enumclaw with the roast. I'll do that.
I was going to say you could do a regular show at Ording and donate the money like you normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And then do the roast at Enumclaw.
Yeah.
That
sounds awesome
ideas.
To me. So
thoughts and ideas.
Yeah.
I
like it.
I mean, it's a far-fetched dream. Far-fetched dream. But I know Zach Ward is up here all the time because his wife's family lives up here. How fucking amazing would it be to roast Scott Farkas?
If we could if there was some way in hell we could make that happen, I would, yeah.
And also, if you pick a nonprofit 501 charity or whatever, and we ran it through me, my company will double it. Up to 500, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah. We have a whole big charity initiative that they'll double anything up to 500.
Wow.
So, just more food for thought. But, yeah, I may send that to Zach Ward, too, and see if that's even a possibility. Because if that's the case,
oh, yes.
And that was something that was said yes, but he's like, oh, I'm not there till the 14th, we fucking break Sean's legs and make it happen.
Oh, we'd move it. If I told him, hey, we can get Scott Farkas from A Christmas Story to come hang out, 14th and we're going to do it then, he'd be like, woogie.
Yeah. So, just something I thought about.
Did you freeze again?
I did. I'm going to shut my video off for a minute and see.
Very slowly. It's like, oh, Matrix.
Well, I shut my video off. We'll see if that kills a little internet usage.
You like went all Matrixy there for a minute, like all Neo. It's kind of cool.
Neo?
Isn't that what it is? I've like seen the Matrix like twice.
Well, that's two more times than I have.
And not even sure it's like really like not the whole movie. I've watched like 10 minutes and I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm out.
You know, I was thinking, so I saw this video the other day, like it's kind of circulating on TikTok. Like five movies, if you told a movie buff that you've never seen, that they would be mad at you.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't know if I... Oh, now that you brought that up, I've never seen The Matrix.
Yeah.
Any of them.
Like I said, I don't remember ever seeing the whole thing. I couldn't tell you what it was really about. I know bits and pieces, so I don't remember if I've ever actually watched. And I've never seen the sequels.
Yeah. I used to have the soundtrack. The soundtrack was badass.
Oh, yeah.
But... And now that I'm thinking of it, I've never seen Titanic.
I've seen that one because I almost got kicked out of theater because I couldn't stop laughing. Because there's a scene where the guy bounces off the propeller and it cracked me up and I freaking like busted up laughing and someone complained.
I've never seen a Harry Potter.
I've seen like two of them, but that was it. And it's only because Amber's family was really into it. They'd have like family like get-togethers and we'd all go to the movies.
I've never seen a Hobbit or Lord of the Rings.
I've seen, I think, the first two.
Yeah. So I think a lot of movie people would be upset that I haven't seen those. I've never seen a sparkling vampire. Those, yeah. I can't remember what the fucking name of that is. I know it's
Twilight.
Twilight, there you go.
And I saw parts, but it was... Amber like made me leave because while we were watching the movie at the house, it was like her and a friend, and I just kept making fun of all of it.
Nice.
And she finally is like, she's like, you just need to leave. Like, nice. Oogie. Yeah.
This goes back, but I just thought about you being the Grinch. I mean, you really are a Grinch.
I am.
I know.
I am. That is true.
Again, just dawned on me, but, you know.
Yeah. I wrote not a bad one.
Yeah. Did you finish She-Hulk?
No, not all the way through.
We wrapped it up finally. Yeah.
I need to. The problem is it's one of those ones, me, Benton, and Amber have all been watching it. And because Benton works nights, we end up it's been problems getting all of us together to watch it together.
Ah.
Yeah, I am caught up on Andor, though, and I've been watching the new Quantum Leap, and wow.
Yeah, I got to watch Andor. I haven't watched it yet. I'm all caught up. Well, no, because, again, it comes out Monday, and I watch them Saturday, so I haven't watched the latest episode.
Of the Quantum Leap?
Yeah.
And I do have to say this. So you've seen the episode where Magic, you know, tells his story, right?
Yeah, how he was saved by Al.
Yeah, or saved by Sam.
Or by Sam,
and
yeah.
What's so funny is we've been watching to go to sleep at night. We're watching the old one. And literally like a week before that, I watched the one where he jumped into Magic. So when he sits there and he first starts to say it, and it was like all of a sudden like everything rang in my head. And I'm looking at Amber going, he's the Magic from the first one. And she's like, what? And I'm like, that's Magic. And she's looking at me like I'm insane. And then all of a sudden he said it. And she's like, oh, shit. And I'm like, yeah, that's from the first one. I just watched that episode. And Patrick Warburton's in that episode.
No shit.
Like a very young Patrick Warburton was in the episode with Magic, the very first one, the very first series.
As a soldier?
Because I'm watching. I'm like, yeah, he's one of the soldiers. So.
And every time, so I watch an episode on Saturday and then, the episode ends and it pops up. You might also like... And Peacock also has the whole original series.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep going, oh, do I? But I know damn well I'll get wrapped up And next thing you know, it'll be fucking noon, and I'm still sitting there watching it.
Yeah.
You know, which in adult life anymore isn't a good thing.
It's what's fun about it too is those as you watch it, you start seeing all the. It's like those old 80s shows where you suddenly see people, and you're like, "Oh shit!" You know, I can't believe he's in it. You know, there was like the kid from Third Rock from the Sun. What's his name? The kid
Joseph
that
Gordon-Levitt?
Was in that. Yeah, he was just in the episode I watched last night as like a 4-year-old.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So it's just insane. We're like, oh shit.
Yeah, I gotta go back and watch it. I don't know if I've ever watched it like season one through type deal.
Yeah.
You know, I was a late bloomer to Quantum Leap. My brother was really into it.
I have the whole series downstairs.
Okay.
Like, own it. So, but I haven't opened it because I've just been watching it. It was one of those ones I found, like, I think at a garage sale, and they hadn't even opened it yet. So I got it, like, an unopened copy of it.
Oh. Not bad. No. Not bad. Yeah, She-Hulk, you'll have to let me know what you think. Have you gotten to the point where Daredevil comes?
No. I've seen the helmet, and that was it.
Okay. I think it's the last two, maybe last three episodes he's in.
Yeah.
And I've got my own opinions on it, but I'm not sure I'm happy with it.
Well.
I don't know. I don't... There's a lot I like about the show and a lot that just drives me crazy.
I could see that.
But we're not allowed to publicly say that we don't like the show.
Are we going to get in trouble if we say we don't like it?
Well, that's the big conspiracy. You don't like it because it's by a woman. Nope. Nothing to do with it.
Yeah. I could see that.
I liked Ms. Marvel and I liked WandaVision and, you know, so, and I like the girl that plays She-Hulk. I actually really like her. I think she's good. But, yeah, there's just parts I don't, like, I'm kind of in the middle on it.
Yeah.
Parts I really like. I love her fourth wall break. And for being a GPG type fourth wall break, it's almost as good as Deadpool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, is what it is. I did see Clerks 3 is streaming now.
Yeah.
And that'll be in my tablet for the plane ride.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I was doing actually right before I came up here. I've got my tablets downstairs charging and downloading a bunch of stuff. So I'm going to do the same thing as I'm flying tomorrow. I watch everything on my iPad.
Yeah.
Because I'll be flying to Dallas.
We're flying to Oklahoma City.
Why?
Well, because there's no straight through to Tulsa. So it was either get a straight through flight, rent a car, and drive 2.5 hours, or take like an 11-hour flight to Tulsa.
Wowza.
Because of layovers and shit. And we figured with all the kids and everybody, we're better off straight flighting it.
You're taking all the kids?
Yeah, we're going to see Samantha, so.
Scary.
Yeah, it'll be the kids' first plane ride. So,
oh, that'll be.
But I guess that'll be a good time to tell everybody next week.
Like Valium?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how it's going to go, because I don't know when the last time the kids, or Tosh for that matter, have seen 4 o'clock in the morning, which is about the time we got to get up. And then drive over to Tasha's mom's house. She's going to drive us to the airport so we can leave our car and not have to pay for it. And then I think it leaves at 8. And
I think we leave at 9:30. Run into you at the airport.
You might. And then I don't know what time we land, but 2 hours and 40 some minutes of a drive from OKC to Tulsa. Yeah, it's going to be a long fucking day.
Bad.
I don't know what's creepier, looking at your picture or the video that keeps pausing on it.
I don't know. They're both kind of creepy.
Decisions, decisions. So, like I said, I'm in the studio, and I ran the electrical. I put in a new breaker. I'm just proud of myself.
And nobody died?
Nobody even got electrocuted.
Okay, that I'm proud of you on that.
Yeah, and I even had to, I had to redo it. I fucked up. So I initially had a ceiling fan in here. Did not realize that the ceiling fan is a different kind of wire. It's 14.3, for those who know what the fuck that is. And I wired everything 14.2. It means it has an extra power wire. So it has one power wire that goes to the light and one that goes to the fan.
Mm-hmm.
Where the 14.2 has a power, a neutral, and a ground, and that's it. So that's how I initially had it wired, and I wired it with Nick Lindsay, by the way, and he didn't say a fucking thing. And so when I got the breaker changed, I added the new breaker to the box, blah, 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 blah. I flipped the switch, and the fan is going, but no light. And, oh, no, I lied. I didn't have to flip the switch, just the fan was going. I'm like, huh. I flipped the switch, and it blew all the breakers. So we did it again, blew all the breakers. And all of a sudden, the GCFI safety thing was sparking. I'm like, uh-oh, back to YouTube, start watching it, get it figured out. And I was like, oh, so we had to take it out, and I got a boob light in, so I'm in a one boob studio.
Jeez Louise.
But it's fairly bright in here. The one light works well. So, and cosmetically, it's not the best. Works. You can definitely see my my fuck ups and whatnot, but eventually all the walls will be covered.
Yeah, you cover them in posters and all that kind of stuff. Like, you know, yeah.
Yeah, we're getting there. So,
just the start.
Yeah, it probably won't look very good by next Thursday when you're here, just because, like you, I'll be gone all week, so I won't be able to finish the decorating and such. But we'll be good to go.
Yeah.
So, who knows? Oh,
it's definitely good.
Let's see. What'd you do fantasy football wise?
Horrible. It seems I am the worst at fantasy football. It seems like whoever I pick has a bad week. So every time. So if they're on my bench, they're going to have the best week of their career. If they're on my, you know, if I play them, they're going to have the worst week of their career.
So you didn't go Josh Allen?
Just kind of how it works.
Is that what you're telling me? Let me.
No, I had. I did. I was right in my pick for, you know, quarterback this time, but I was not with the rest.
Yeah, your receivers. See,
Josh Allen had points, and the rest of my team almost just beat 35 points through the rest of them.
Well,
I mean, almost half my points was Josh Allen with 35.
And then Kenneth Walker was 17.
Yeah.
And then the rest was down.
So that was my big good pick that I got my running back, Kenneth Walker. So, yeah, between Josh Allen and Kenneth Walker, that's half, over half my points.
Well, it's got to account for something that, outside of Patrick Mahomes, which had less points than Josh Allen, you only had 3 points on your bench, so you didn't have much of another option.
No, and I've been trying to all my running backs suck except for now Kenneth Walker. Like the ones that I started the season out, like all ended up becoming going on IR, so I've had to like dump a bunch of them. So and I drafted horrible.
Well,
people that were supposed to be a lot better, like Akers was supposed to do a lot better and hasn't done anything.
And he's done from what everything I'm reading. He will no longer play for the Rams. They're just trying to trade him or decide.
Out of that. So he's had no. Yeah. So they're trying to either trade him or they're going to cut him. He's done nothing all season. He was supposed to be a stud running back this year. Like everyone I picked is just not doing good. Edmonds is doing horrible, you know, in Miami. So I've had a bad luck. So Walker was my best pick. And that was, I just picked him up this week when I heard, the second I heard was hurt, I'm like, Walker, I'm picking him up.
So. Well, you didn't have the lowest score this week, if that helps you out. You would have beat Joe.
But that's
who
that's
I
not saying
beat.
Much. That's like being the I don't know what a good analogy there. The skinniest kid at fat camp, the smartest kid on the short bus. I mean, I don't know. But it's not saying a lot to beat Joe.
I mean, honestly, you could be on the short bus with just a physical disability.
That's what Benton always points out. The last time I said that to Benton, he's like, yeah, you just take a kid in the wheelchair. And I'm like, shut up.
And then you would have beat Pickett's son.
Yeah, but if I beat him, then I get yelled at.
And you didn't fall to last place, so.
It's close, though.
Yeah. I won. I actually had the biggest margin of victory this week, beating Joe Simomo.
Yeah, but once again, that's not, you know, I mean, that's not saying much.
What did we learn? It doesn't pay to pick Packers.
No. But we've told them that for how many years now?
Yeah. Pretty much since we've been doing this. And I'm pretty sure he hasn't won yet, so he should listen. Have the only people that won is you and me?
He should.
Huh?
The league? I think so. I don't think I've ever won. I think I just came in like second 1 year.
Oh, okay.
I thought 1 year. I think I came
in
second.
We had that first year where neither you or I made the playoffs, I thought.
Yeah, I think so. There's been a couple where I'd like anything.
Yeah. Oh, who fucking knows? So, what are you guys doing in Texas? Shopping?
I got to probably. A little bit of, but I got a Spartan race on Saturday. I'm doing a Spartan Saturday, and then after that, it's we're actually going to visit. We've got a friend that just moved down there that we're probably going to visit while we're there, and then hang out, and that's about it. Not a whole lot of big plan there, but
we know some other people that are moving down there.
So.
Do you remember Kim and Terry?
Who else is moving down there?
Do you remember Kim and Terry from Bolin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did see that they are.
Yeah, so we've actually seen them twice in the last
Terry,
couple weeks.
They're divorced, aren't they?
No, I don't think so. If they are, they're amicably still hanging out.
Okay, I thought they were. I thought they had been. They had split up, but I was wrong.
They were both at Ethan's birthday.
Nice.
We saw him there, and then they were shopping at Home Depot with Steve and Corinne. I guess they're doing a bathroom remodel, and Kim and Terry are helping them out. So they were all at Home Depot shopping for lights and stuff when we were there. So, and they were saying, yeah, they're in the process of building a house down there.
Amber had posted something about it, and they'd mentioned something to her that they were looking to move down there too. So,
yeah, they already bought their property and are building their house.
Yeah.
So
nice.
You guys can keep it. Not for me, man. I'm already begrudgingly. I said, you guys can keep Texas. It's not for me.
It's one of those things. I mean, politics wise, but weather wise, that's really what Am. She wants the weather. She wants the heat. So
now I'm good without that too.
Yeah.
Being cold all the time. It's been 70 the entire month of October.
Yeah, it is hot in October. It is weird. I know a lot of people figured she would change her mind with Zoe having the baby, but she's still. I mean, even Zoe's been kind of like, really? I'm going to have a baby and you're just going to fucking leave? She's like, yep, there's plane flights.
Yeah, that shit's not cheap.
I don't know. I'm just like, whatever. I'm going to stay. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, so. I would have no problem necessarily moving, but not Texas. Not Texas.
It was either she wanted that or like Florida, and I'm like, Florida is like, yeah, no, I'm definitely out on that one.
Yeah, Florida does nothing for me either.
Like, no, fuck Florida, no, we're out. So
does nothing for me either, not at all. So, well, I hope this fucking sounds good, like. You keep kind of breaking. I keep kind of breaking.
Yeah, I keep getting a bunch of, you know, you kind of, you're there and then suddenly you're not. And then there's a couple breaks where I'm not sure if like, yeah, I'm just not hearing you or if you're waiting for me to talk or what's going on. So it's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Definitely weird.
I don't fucking get it. But I do think... not next week because we're both coming in on short notice. But the following week, getting, you know, a Kevin in here or a Samomo or a, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Seeing what kind of fun we can have.
That would be a lot.
We haven't made fun of Kevin in a long time.
Haven't heard any of them. Kevin, such a special.
I think that would be fun.
I could see that.
Yeah, that's one of those moments. So. Well, maybe we'll stop the misery because I don't know what the fuck is going on with this, but.
It is weird.
Yeah, because my internet says definitely everything's good. You know, I feel like I'm sitting here going, can you hear me now, horse shit?
Yeah, it's one of those, like, we kind of knew it was going to be interesting with the attempt on the new, you know, in the studio, but we might have to.
Well, I honestly never thought bad about it because it shows I have full bars. It's, you know, everything says hooked up good. Obviously not either that or the next option would be to get my own internet service out here. That T-Mobile is only $50 a month, like not bad. Yeah. So, who knows? Well, you got comedy in November. What's coming up?
I do. In November at the Cole Street, I've got hosted by Chris Moss. Feature is going to be Robert Moore. And then headliner is going to be Justin Hayes. So that should be a good one.
There you go.
That should be a good one. Those are all really good, especially Robert and Justin. And then at Cole Street, it's going to be hosted by Andy Vargo with Richie Afjay featuring. And then Sherry Hardman will be the closer out there. So, and that should be another really, you know, stellar lineup, so that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm a huge Sherry fan. I also love Andy Vargo. Yeah, Richie Afjay. Yeah, he's okay. I love Richie, but
he's fun. I love Richie.
Well, good.
So he's gotten even better over the years. So yeah,
he's funny. Quick,
should be a good one.
Funny. So. Nah. All right, well, I don't think we're going to put the people through any more torture. This is I think it's getting to me. It's breaking up my flow.
Yeah, it's interesting. So we'll definitely, you know, we'll have to try again, you know.
Well, we'll be
in
person next
week. So that'll be good.
Yeah, so we won't have anything to worry about because the Audacity doesn't run off internet. So it's the Zoom connection that's weak. But all right, guys. Well, with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.